Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket volleyball team, as they get set to play at home on the 26th and the 28th as they host Great Northwest Athletic Conference foes St. Martin's in Alaska Anchorage. Last time we talked with Coach Smith, the girls were getting ready for their long trip of the year against Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage, and they go down there and they end up splitting, losing three sets to two to Alaska Fairbanks, only to come back and sweep Alaska Anchorage. I know when we talked, Steve, you said, boy, it'd sure be nice to get a sweep, you know, a split, something you can live with. If you take a look at, you know, the numbers from the Alaska trip, for the most part, it appears that, you know, not too bad.
Oh, no, we played really well. We started off playing at Fairbanks, really some of the best ball that we've played all year. Really, that should have been a 3-0 sweep as well. You know, we didn't put them away when we had that opportunity. You know, we had something like five or six match points that we didn't capitalize, and they capitalized on their one in the fifth set. So, you know, that was a little disheartening to be up 2-0 and in really good command of the match and let it slip away. And, you know, we really saw both our teams during that match. You know, we saw how well we could play and actually how error prone that we can be. But it was nice in a short turnaround to come down, play at Anchorage and come away with a 3-0 sweep.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, and, you know, I'm not sure if people are aware of this, but they actually moved that game, I believe. I think the Alaska Anchorage game was actually originally scheduled for Saturday, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it an advantage that you were able to just get right back on the horse? Would it have been nice to have had the extra day, or I guess from a coach's standpoint, just didn't really care?
I don't know how it would have worked out. What happened was, you know, we had a thing with our flight. We're coming back with a red eye, and we didn't catch it till a couple of days before that they had a scheduled coming back the Saturday that we were supposed to play. So we called up there. We asked if they would change the match. We were their only match for the week. So I think that's one of the reasons why we could have changed it to Friday. But no, I mean, it was a really quick turnaround. We landed, we got our rental vans, we grabbed a quick thing at Subway, and we went right to the gym. So, you know, it could have been a disadvantage for us. You know, I don't know how those things work out. All I do know is, you know, in the first game, we were not playing well, but we were giving ourselves an opportunity to win. In fact, it was one of those things where, you know, I kept checking the score to make sure, you know, aren't we down by more than like 1 or 2 points? Because, you know, they were really on top of us. But we hung in there. We won the first game. I think it was like 27-25, something like that. And then the second game, we started to play a little bit better. We got up on them 3 or 4 points. The opposing coach, he called a timeout. And then their setter, who, you know, we realized she had the flu after the fact, she ran off the court and she started throwing up in one of the wastebaskets there. So they didn't have her for the rest of the match. And with that team, it's kind of like with ours. You know, if you lose the wrong player, it's a domino effect. And it really impacted the quality of their play for that second set. And you know, we took a commanding lead and finished them off. Coming into the third set, they did a couple of lineup changes. They switched their libero to the setting position, and she's a really good setter as well as being a really good libero. But it was kind of like that domino effect where, well, if you take her off of there, someone else has to play libero, someone else has to play the DS. I don't think they played really well, not as well as they're capable of anyway. But we were able to take command of that third set and kind of run away with it and you know, win it in solid fashion. But you never want to see, you know, an opponent's best player go out of the game, whether through injury or through sickness. And luckily for them, you know, that it was a sickness and it wasn't an injury sort of thing.
Of course, that brings up an interesting point, which I want to talk about later, the fact that you said you probably didn't get to see Alaska Anchorage's great best game. And, of course, we've got a pretty quick turnaround against this team because they'll be coming down here to play you on the 28th here at Alturowitz Gym following that St. Martin's game on the 26th. Talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. We'll be back with the second part of the coach's show right after this.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. Again, a 1-1 split in Alaska. You know, I think the general theory a lot of players have, unless you're just at one of those programs that's just so simply dominant, is, you know, hold your own on the road, win some games, and then hold your own, you know, hold your home court. So from the standpoint that you go that distance, get a split, you know, coming into a couple of big games here at Altarowitz, you know, not a bad result.
No, it's not. And again, you know, we saw, you know, how much our team is improving over the season. And I think it was, we talked a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, how, you know, we took a step back versus the NNU match and we started to get better. You know, we've been seeing steady improvement. I think one of the keys for us is, you know, with the ball control, being able to get our other players besides just Jen and Devin, getting our other players like Jody, Melissa, and Hannah involved in the offense. And when we pass well, you know, they do a really good job putting the ball away. I thought we had an excellent blocking performance at Fairbanks. We outblocked them 15-6. That's a huge match, you know, blocking performance wise. You know, we did okay against Anchorage. So, you know, I'm excited the progress that I see in that part of our game because, of course, that's the front line of your defense.
Now, of course, let's talk about a less pleasant subject. What happened Tuesday night? Got to mention it, of course. Then you go on to play Rocky Mountain College. And, you know, it just happens. I don't really know why it happens, but all those positive things we've been talking about sitting here at the table seem to kind of go out the window in that three-set loss to Rocky Mountain College. You know, I'll just throw it out real generally to you. I don't know how else to put it. What happened?
Well, we weren't ready to go. Number one, Rocky's a good team. You got to be ready for it. I think they came in. They were more motivated. They were ready to play. They put a lot of importance into playing us and beating us, and we really didn't. And you kind of see that, you know, how they celebrated and how happy they were after they won the match, you know, how important it was to them. And I think what we did as a team is we kind of walked in. We thought it was going to be an automatic win, and you can't do that against anyone, certainly not against a team that was, you know, 11-4 at the time against some, you know, really good NAIA programs. And you know, coming from the NAIA a long time ago at Western Oregon into Division II, you know, when you get into the mid-upper levels of NAIA, there's no difference between NAIA and Division II. It's not one division is lesser than the other. So I was worried about it during a warm-up. In fact, I mentioned it to the girls. But, you know, we got into it. We had slow starts on all three games. When you look at it just from a stat standpoint, when you're giving up 30 unforced errors, 30 points of unforced errors, that's almost half their points. They scored a total of 75 to win the three games. And we gave them 30 on hitting errors, serving errors, ball handling errors, blocking errors. Then you add in, you know, we got aced five times, and then you don't even factor how many times we overpassed the ball or passing the ball too tight where we couldn't run an offense or passing the ball 15 feet off the net where our only option was to bump setter outside hitters. It was just a really, really messy night for us, ball control wise. And again, that impacts your offensive performance, of course, but then it also impacts your defensive performance. When you're giving a weak ball to a good team, they're in system, which there's going to be holes in the block. And they were in system probably 90% of the night, and we were in system, you know, probably 10% or less of the night.
You know, anybody who's been in competitive sports has had a situation like that. You know, I played football, wrestled, played baseball, and I can remember those kind of games, those kind of nights. And I can remember just literally hardly being able to sleep, dreading the practice the next day. You know, and I had coaches both ways. I had coaches that would come in and they'd say, you know what, just move on. Let's move on. I've had the other coaches, and I think if they saw me to this day, they'd make me run a lap or probably do push-ups. Take us into the mind of Steve Smith a little bit. You've got a practice scheduled for today. What can the girls expect after, you know, frankly, it was a disappointing night for you?
Well, you know, like you said, we've all had these performances, and, you know, I went into the locker room after the match, and they were maybe expecting a, you know, a verbal chewing out. You know, maybe they deserved it, but I sat down and told them very frankly, you know, coming in and tearing into you guys doesn't do us any good at all. We need to analyze this. It's really down to us. It's our choice whether or not this experience is going to allow us to become a better team or whether it's going to tear us apart and define us for the rest of the year. And I choose the former, that this needs to be a teaching moment, allow us to become better. So I'm not one of those people that's going to go in and really punish the team, you know, say in practice. You know, I watched the film last night after the match, which was an even more probably uncomfortable experience than being there live. But, you know, we have some things that we need to work on. We also need to prepare for St. Martin's. So it's preparing for the future to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Now, where I am going to be upset is if they don't come in with the correct mindset of, listen, we need to get better, we need to improve on these things, then that's when they're going to get their chewing out. But really, they feel as bad about it as I do. They know it was a bad performance. They feel pretty embarrassed, not with the loss, but with the performance. It's never embarrassing to lose to anyone, but the way that you perform, which we performed very poorly last night, that can be a source of embarrassment. And so we need to take care of those things, you know, the initial ball control issues, our blocking issues, you know, to help us get better and prepare for our next opponent.
And we're going to talk about those next opponents coming up very shortly here on the 26th and the 28th, Saturday and Monday against St. Martin's in Alaska Anchorage on the third part of the Coach's Show.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian Grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian Grill?
Who hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian Grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. Okay, St. Martin's coming up Saturday, Alaska Anchorage on Monday. St. Martin's, obviously, you're sitting right now at 1-2 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Obviously, a very important weekend for you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want to get to 500 or better through this weekend. We know that we can beat Anchorage when we play well, you know, with or without their setter. So we certainly want to be prepared for them. You know, they have a tough stretch coming down. You know, they're playing at Western Washington, Northwest Nazarene, and then they play Rocky on Sunday before they come to our gym. So, you know, hopefully they'll be a little bit tired, but we can't rely on that. We can't take any opponent lightly, and I think that's the lesson that we need to have learned from last night. You know, as far as St. Martin's, you know, they are traditionally, you know, one of the teams that is in the bottom half of the conference. But again, that doesn't mean anything because it's more about us. And you have to give each opponent a healthy dose of respect. You know, I've had a team at Western Oregon that should have beaten St. Martin's, and we didn't take them seriously, and they beat us. And that's always a possibility with that team. You know, they have good players, they have a good coach. I think they're a little bit thin depth-wise, and that's always been their problem, but they are capable. So, you know, we got film downloading right now. We're going to watch the film, do a scouting report tonight on them, make sure that we're prepared for them and not looking past them and looking for, you know, the Anchorage team on Monday. So it's that cliche thing. You got to take each match, you know, one at a time. You got to take each opponent one at a time and prepare for each. You can't look past anyone.
I suspect from your standpoint, too, you'd really like to get off to a good start. You've had some good starts this year and then ended up losing the first two sets, but particularly coming off a tough loss at Rocky, I suspect you'd like to see the girls come out like gangbusters right away.
Oh, yeah, and you know, the personality of this team is they're not really fiery, vocal on the court They're really serious competitors, but sometimes that works against us where, you know, we have a couple of vocal leaders, but we really get quiet when the going gets tough. I want to see a start like we had with Alaska Fairbanks, where it was smooth, it was composed, it was really, really confident on the court. We didn't get rattled when they pushed back at us. I want to see that start, and I want to see the finish that we had against Alaska Anchorage, where we smelled blood in the water and we jumped on them and dominated them for, you know, the final set. So that would be the ideal performance for us.
I suspect just from a technical standpoint, it goes back to those things we've talked about, good passing, and it just comes right off that serve receive, and you know, hopefully giving Hillary an opportunity to set up Devin and Jen and your middle hitters as well.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I did a stat crunch, basically a study of serve receive, and this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, where I looked at Division I programs and Division II programs. And you have a little bit of wiggle room in the middle of each conference at like 4, 5, 6, but you can basically lead out or lay out the conference standings at the end of the year by reception errors, from top to bottom, first place teams to last place teams. First place teams always have the fewest reception errors. So it is the all-important contact in the game, you know, followed by the setter contact. But that first contact, it impacts your offense, and it impacts the offense that you're going to be getting from your opponents. So, yeah, we definitely need to improve on that.
And that's coming up on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Alturowitz Gym. And then again Monday against Alaska Anchorage, again at 7 o'clock at Alturowitz. Of course, if you can't make it to the games, and we recommend that you do, certainly we encourage you to show up at Alturowitz. But if you can't, particularly for you parents out there that are out of town, you can hear it right here where you're listening to it on the Coach's Show at www.msubillings.edu/athletics. Coach Smith, looking forward to the games on Saturday and Monday, and best of luck to you.
Great. Thanks a lot.
In the Yellow Jacket Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.